ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here at the Church of Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance for another biblical message. Should you desire to contact us, our email is cos.hkd7@gmail.com, and our website is cos-hkd.org. And you can pass this along for free and in original condition. I am Pastor T. John Franklin, and may our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you and yours. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So thank you for joining us here. As Mass Deliverance we're going to be working on is dealing with animal deities. You don't have to look too far before you can see people worshiping animals. Maybe not bowing down to them, but the way they treat them better than human beings. There's a lot of that in society in this day and age. But you know, we're going to be working on that because God doesn't want his people tied up in that kind of stuff. That's idolatry, and that's got to get dealt with. So we're going to be casting out the demons, but only out of born-again believers. We do not cast demons out of the unsaved because they don't have God's Holy Spirit, and they have no protection if they would have the demons cast out of them. So we'll just bind up their demons, and the demons can be quiet till the people get saved, and then we'll be only too happy to pray deliverance for them. And when demons go, we do send them to Tartarus so they're not buzzing around trying to cause problems. Now, we are going to go through some renunciation prayers here, but this is a big area people have to be willing to deal with. You have to be willing to let the stuff go, and you have to be breaking off all those ungodly ties and connections that are with these things, because you know people are bound up by them. And how much your deliverance you get will be up to you. Do you really want the things to go, or don't you? Because a slave who loves his chains will never get set free. And as we're praying, we're not having a big primal scream session. When demons want to manifest, tell them to go quietly to Tartarus. Don't let them take control of you. It's important. Because after the session, you're going to have to learn to control the demons too when you're faced with temptations, especially in substance abuse or to do something ungodly. You're going to have to take those thoughts captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ and bind them to his authority. That's important for all God's people to do. So we have our little prayer here, and I would encourage you to follow along, yes, even believers, because you're letting the demons know that you mean business and you want them gone so you could serve the Lord in a much greater capacity for his glory. So our little prayer: Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins, iniquities, transgressions, trespasses, everything involved in worshiping of animals. That goes for birds, fish, reptiles, anything like that. And I repent. I confess the sins of my fathers all the way back to the beginning and all sides of the family, especially with worshiping of animals. I confess the sins of anyone or anything that I have been associated with, knowingly or unknowingly, past or present. I also cancel and cut off any and all false professions of faith made to another religion, another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit, and any animal, bird, fish, reptile, etc. In the name of Jesus Christ and by his blood, I thank you for my forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. I renounce all consent given to the demons to stay, and in Jesus' name, I cut off all ramifications. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. In the name blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind the strong and ruling spirits over principality and all the evil ones working in it through everybody partaking here. Name blood of Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over all the evil ones bound in the third realm. Bind my sword loose of beasts, and I command them to be obedient. Now I'm only casting demons out of born-again believers, and yes, they are going to go to Tartarus. They're not allowed to transfer, come back, or cause any problems. They go quietly in Jesus' name. They are the defeated foe. Also, demons in the unsaved, I command them to be quiet in Jesus' name, and I bind them up even more. They wait till the people get saved, and then they can leave in true deliverance. I am praying, Heavenly Father, that you take away all the demons' power, strength, my power, and Satan, usurp authority continuously. Take away all the demons' armor and weapons, Lord, just weaken them right down in Jesus' name. Yes, I'm also praying, Heavenly Father, that any holes in our covering, any breaches in our defenses would be immediately repaired. Any opens we have, Lord, letting the devil's garbage in, we just shut, lock, and bar them right now using Revelation 3:7 in the key of David. Also, I'm praying, Lord, you continue to build up all your godly spiritual check valves for us at every contact point we have with heaven and everything. The devil's not able to get through. Again, in the name blood of Lord Jesus Christ, I bind the strong one over all of us partaking here in Jesus' name. I take authority over all the evil ones bound, third round, bind my sword, loose the beast, and I command the obedient. And I say, Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I command you to get your paws off of God's people right now. You are going to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. In Jesus' name, I cut off and cancel right now all ungodly relationships with anyone or anything, especially with animals, birds, fish, reptiles, etc. I cut off any godly relationships used for evil. I cut off being under ungodly authorities in Jesus' name. I cut off being involved in ungodly ceremonies, especially with animal deities, done by anyone or anything, especially by ancestors, all back beginning on descendants, all the way down to the end. I especially cut off all dedications to the devil or selling the soul to Satan, especially involved in it, animal deity worship. Cut that off and cancel every bit of it and all its ramifications in Jesus' name. I am praying, Lord, you'd show the people what legal ground these critters have for staying, especially where they have been worshiping animals, especially where they've been refusing to have children and instead prefer to have a small dog or a cat instead and treat it like the child they never had. I cut all that off the people. And the guilt, shame, and condemnation that goes with that as well, too. Name blood of Lord Jesus Christ, I'm asking now. Heavenly Father, you poured all your own instruments of burning, death, destruction, all the foul, nasty critters. Everything written in the Bible. 10 plagues in Egypt. 10 in the wilderness. Lightning, thunders, hail mixed with fire and voices, etc. There's the whirlwind. Giant whirlwind. You evil ones, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord yourself was Zacharias devouring plague. You could lose Why, there's the hornets of the Lord, the hounds of heaven, the she-bears of Elisha, the serpents of the Lord, the great sea serpents of the Lord, and the fiery serpents of the Lord. I am praying, Lord, you'd smite these big critters, especially. You smote the fig tree. I'm praying, Lord, you'd get them again. Also, Lord, didn't you say if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, what would happen? Oh, you big ones, the mountains, I smite you in Jesus' name. I say, get out of God's people now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I'm asking, Heavenly Father, you'd send your angels down to even like unearth all the roots of the evil ones and rip them out. I want them gone. You evil ones, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, especially, Lord, the ones in the people's hearts that are hiding and protecting the spirits of the animals there. Lord, get that stuff out of them and get the people set free and reset their values and their priorities to be along your lines and not the world's lines. Name, blood, Lord Jesus Christ, I cut off and cancel right now every occult device hidden in God's people from every angle. Yep, I cut off all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, psychic power, sorcery, bewitchment, chambers, witchcraft, love potions, psychic prayers, designs, dedications, ungodly praying and fasting, black magic, voodoo, sandriobia, blood ceremony, sacrifice, masses, backlash, stuff, false sea bread, mixed malt, who transmitted all stuff from scriptures misused, such as the Psalm 109 chorus, touch not the Lord's anointed, handle over Satan, lions, bears, wolves, leopard, tax, etc. They cut off all the other things of the various Davidic curses there, cut off stuff from ungodly holy literatures, including the 6th and 7th book of Moses, anything of the Kabbalah, anything of the Book of Curses, anything of the Egyptian Tibetan Books of the Dead, anything of invoking of angels, especially the angels of death, the pulse of divinity, cut off all the excommunication rites and ceremonies in Jesus' name, cut off all ungodly or satanic prayers, anyone godly ones used for evil. You cut off all religious witchcraft being used from all sources, local churches, world religions, including Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, 12-step secular humanism, dual covenant. You cut off everything from pseudo-Christian, including Catholic, Protestant, charismatic, re-faith, the cult of pseudo-deliverance. You cut off stuff from pagans, witches, Satanists, including black witches and the Masons, Mormons, JW, non-Christian science, Moonies, etc. Stuff from Harry Potter and the Wiccans and the Merlin Factor. The false and deceived ministry, especially those misused in spiritual warfare. Cut off stuff from Buddhist, Sandra Omacumbas, spiritualist, little gay, Jezebel, crowd, Native Indian, stuff from environmentalists, New World Order, New Age, Indians, Buddhist, dragon worshippers. Druids, pagans, ancestors, tree huggers, the regular things, you know, happening daily through yearly and beyond. Cut off everything from worshippers to heaven, sun, moon, stars, planets, constellations, including horoscopes, astrologies, farmers' almanacs, the sun, the moon, and the current position. Anything with the blood moons and the tetrarchs. Cut all that stuff off and send it back in Jesus' name. The original demonic senders. I cut off everything of death ceremonies, including in effigies, hangings, burnings, beheadings, darting of pictures. I cut off all the ungodly burials. I'm asking, Lord, you send your angels to dig them up, open up, and just cancel all the ungodly effects in Jesus' name. I cut off all the ungodly enclosures, coffins, cages, caskets, boxes, bags, baskets, prisons, prison houses, etc. Jesus' name, I cut off all the ungodly restraints, roots, bonds, bands, fares, coils, ties, tangles, serpents, cords, metal wires, hairs, and webs, chains, and shackles, etc. I cut off those webs of witchcraft, over God's people, especially on the minds. I cut them off. Cancel every bit right now in Jesus' name. And all the other things, I cut off all the ungodly rites of passage from birth to death, especially of being married to a demon, the spiritual spouses, or being married to an animal. That includes birds, fish, reptiles, the whole works. I cut that off in Jesus' name as well, too. I cut off the misuse of objects against God's people that pertain to those pictures, jewelry, clothing. I just cancel that in Jesus' name. I cut off all the devil's tools being used, especially services, ceremonies, rituals, quest for ritual power, all the candles, the incenses, the dolls with pins, anything of the occultic proxies, or just the devil's tools of terror, cut off and canceled in Jesus' name. I cut off everything of suicide pacts and thoughts, death wishes, blood pacts, bloodlet, mutilation of the flesh, all the death and destruction is canceled in Jesus' name. I cut off all the ungodly blood ceremonies and the remembrances, all the ritual killings, such as with ancestry vampires and massive crucifixes, Muslims shedding their blood, human animal sacrifices, the outright killing of people from the unborn to the elderly. Canceled in Jesus' name. Well, now, in the name of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, I break, sever, and cut all evil, sympathetic, ungodly soul ties, any good use for bad, twixt the people and anyone or anything, living or dead, especially with their animals, their pets, their pseudo-children. Cut them off. Dogs, cats, birds, fish, reptiles, amphibians, etc. I also cut those ties off with the familiar spirits that are working through these critters as well, too. And I'm asking, Lord, your angels gather up all the fragmented pieces of the soul of the people, restore the souls to wholesomeness, and drive out all the demons that have taken their place. You evil ones, I smite you in Jesus' name. I say, loose God's people and let them go. Now the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. All ungodly doorkeepers, gatekeepers, shrine keepers, all blocking and hindering spirits, go. All ones bound into limit or hinder deliverance, like, go now in Jesus' name. I want all the big ones out, go. All ascended masters, familiar spirits, spirit guides, evil spirit protectors, mediums, trances, all ungodly states of consciousness, flippers, switchers, triggers, implants, channels and channels, occult pressure, power animals, universal energy overlords, molar personalities, self-knows, avatars, patron demons, guards, guardians, giants, and all the ones working through the animal deities, etc., like, go in Jesus' name, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Move it, demons. I want the big ones out. Now, go. All the ones that are trying to overwhelm and oppress. Yep, trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Wear them out, tire them out, sap their energy and strength. That's right, all the ones with depression, despair, hopelessness, loneliness, lethargy, excessive tiredness, weariness, sadness, discouragement. All those ones that kind of drive people to have a pet, someone they can confide in. Yeah, I cut all that ungodly dependency on an animal. I cut that off in Jesus' name. We're not talking people with service animals. This is just recreational pets. I cut all the ungodly bondage and control in Jesus' name. I cut off the automatic failure mechanism, all the ones of exhaustion, slumber, fatigue, like, go, loosen, let go, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I cut off everything that controls people, every part of them, from their heart, mind, will, emotions, body, thought, end time witchcraft, hypnotic, catatonic, end time mood, psychops, peer pressures, curiosities, especially the ones that pull in the heart when they see a small animal and they just have to have it. May I cut that control tactic off as well too, in Jesus' name. I cut off all the other ones of passivity and paralysis at all levels, body, soul, spirit, mind, will, and emotion. I cut off all procrastinations with apathies and all the other things, and lethargy, all that stuff, being beaten down into a state of Lord helplessness, like go in Jesus' name. Like move it, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Now whatever is bound, demons are bound onto the people's bodies. I cut you critters off and I kick you out right now, loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Whatever is bound on the people's personalities, especially tied in with animals and animal deities, I cut off right now. I'm praying, Lord, you would restore the people's personalities the way you created them. And all demons that are messing up their personalities, like, get out now, loose, and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And whatever critters are in there, the demons that are in there as whole personalities, avatars, false persona, digital personalities, like go, loose and let go. Especially the one that they say most people look like, some animal, bird, whatever. I cut off that ungodly avatar, false persona of a person with the animal. I cut that off and kick out those demons right now in Jesus' name. And any demons that have transferred from the animal, etc., to the people, and in fact are changing their appearance, I cut that stuff off and kick it right now in Jesus' name, like, go, loose, and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Now all the demons on the mind I cut off and kick out in Jesus' name. Especially I cut off all the ungodly mind links between anyone or anything, especially with the animals, animal deities, etc. These are canceled. Those open doors are shut, locked, and barred right now. Using Revelation 3:7, the key of David, and any demons that got in, get out. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Now all the other ones, mind control, end time mind control, mind occult, oratory, etc., all the ones of hypnosis, self hypnosis, catatonic hypnosis, go. Whoever is controlling the people by hypnosis, I cut that off, and all ramifications I kick out in Jesus' name. Go now. All religious witchcraft and religious mind control, especially with animal deities, every religion from antiquity that has animal deities, I cut that stuff off and I kick it out right now. All the religious mind control on the people that has them keep going back to worship these things, I cut it off and I kick those critters out in Jesus' name. Go. Loose the people and let them go. Loose the people and let them go right now from all, especially the ancient religions, but a lot of the alternate religions as well too, especially Hinduism, the New Age, all these things, paganism, witchcraft, occult, all those things, probably Buddhism too, like go. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Now all the critters that are affecting the mental operations, get out right now, such as thinking, speaking, understanding, reasoning, focusing on tasks, verbalizing thoughts, freezing words at the tip of the tongue, messing up on the memory, all kinds of, all the ones of confusions, forgetfulness, evil memory, recall, anxiety, stress, worries, and fears, loose and let go. All stuff coming down the family line of Alzheimer's, dementias, even digital dementia, insanity, mental illness, prone to having a mental breakdown, madness as well to go, and temporary amnesias as well to get out. And also, all the other ones, get out right now, temporary amnesia, forgetting things, go in Jesus' name. All the ones of disturbances and distractions that just can't concentrate, the inability to concentrate on a task, go demons in Jesus' name. Also the inability to remember things, that's right, get it right now. All the ones trying to freeze, blind, blank, redirect, mess up, or blitz the thoughts, go now, loose and let go. And all the other ones of mind oppression, out cut on you, mind blinding, mind blanking, mind blocking, mind idolatry, like, go now, in Jesus' name. All the ones of mind, race, and spirit, circulatory thoughts, uncontrollable thoughts, convoluted logic, highway hypnosis, road rage, stuff that causes problems sleeping at night with, anxiety or stress or psychic oppression or boosted hormones, or maybe it's just too hot or too cold. All the stuff that causes problems sleeping and mind racing, go now, loose and let go. And all the ones of mind sciences, that's occult stuff, get it right now. Animal magnetism, mesmerisms, Mary Baker Eddyisms, Kenyanisms, Abrahamisms, Haganisms, etc. Especially going through wordy faithisms and all the stuff in there as well, too, including inner healing, Christian psychology, healing of the memories, and all those other things that go now. All the ones of positivisms, get out right now. Positive thinking, positive confession, positive mental attitude, power thoughts, soul power, you go now in Jesus' name. Naming, claiming, and framing, get out in Jesus' name. Visualization, guided imagery, speaking things into existence, go now. All the ones of the force, universal energy, prana, vital energy, the God kind of faith instead of faith in God, get out now, loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, move it, won't you gone? Yes, all the ones associated with animals and animal deities and the worship of them, go now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Boise, Boise, and Boise, the big ones, like, buzz off in Jesus' name. You heard me. Go. Yes, all the ones of neurological disorders as well, through every bit of it. All the stuff on the nervous system, central, peripheral, autonomous, sympathetic signals, transcranial, gender-specific, and whatever's trying to rewire the brain. All the ones of neuropathies, including paralysis, palsies, crampings, sciatic nerve, all that stuff. Go now, in Jesus' name. All the ones of traumatic shock, that's right, traumatic shock, and all the things that happen with that, from the moment of birth to right now. And every time something happened and opened a door to let stuff get in, well, first I shut, lock, and bar the doors. Right now, Revelation 3:7, the key of David. And every demon that came in with a traumatic moment, and the doorkeeper that's keeping it, trying to keep the door open, get out in Jesus' name. That's right. I smite every one of these demons of a traumatic shock in there and all its ramifications, and I say, get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. All the ones of PTSD as well, too. Yes, from trying moments, especially under danger, and also ones caused by the medication, especially those SSRI drugs. All that stuff, get up in it right now. I'm praying, Lord, you'd protect your people from all ungodliness from those medications. The demons of God in, get out, loose, and let go. And Lord, where your people have been damaged by them, I'm praying that you would heal them and clean up all the garbage the devil caused. for your glory in Jesus' name. And all the abuse demons as well, too. Abuse demons, all kinds of abuse demons that come down the family line and set people up to be controlled. Yeah, all the abuse demons going through childhood. Child abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, etc. All those abuses. All abuses of the various systems, society, school, workplace, various government agencies, employment, etc. like, go now in Jesus' name. And all you other nasty critters in there, all the other ones of social abuse, sexual abuse, spousal abuse, spiritual abuse, like, move it loose and let go of the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And yes, all the other ones in there as well too. I want all the other ones to loose and let go. All the other ones that may try to drive people to desire the company of animals instead of people, especially anything of family destruction. Yes, all the ones of family destruction, get out right now, including Ahab, Jezebel, Athaliah, outorder, strife, fighting, envy, jealousy, bickerings. Loose and let go. All the ones of immaturities, all the ones that cause misunderstanding, pettiness, cares and worries, all those things, get out right now. All the ones of dysfunctional family, matriarch, patriarch, abandonment, fear of abandonment, hatred, murder, judgmental, critical spirit. Also all the ones of dysfunctional family that would seek the relationship of an animal instead of a person, especially as a spouse, husband or wife, or of a child, or of a parent, or of a grandparent or grandchild, or brother or sister, or any other relative or person. It's all those ones in there, like, get out. All the ones of dysfunctional family that would seek the company of an animal, etc., instead of a person. All you demons, get out right now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Remove it. I want you gone. Now, all the religious spirits in there, you have animal deities, all the religious spirits in there, and the worshiping of animals, of treating them better than the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that's worshiping animals. All that stuff I cut off and kick out right now. Loose and let go. It's all the ones of Orion and Antichrist, Leviathan, Hecat. All you critters, I cut off, break your confederacies, and I kick you out in Jesus' name. Go loose and let go. Yes, all the ones of black witchcraft as well, too. I smite, I kick out in Jesus' name. Go. Loose the people and let them go. All the ones of unbelief and hardness of heart, get out right now. Heart of stone, heart of steel, heart of oak, go. All the ones of self, selfishness, self-idolatry, go in Jesus' name. And all the ones of idolatry, especially the worship of animals, whether they're as pets or whether as deities. That's right. Worshipping of animals. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The worshipping of anything other than our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father with the Holy Spirit. Worshipping of creation, such as the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, you know, like astrology and the zodiac, all that stuff. Worshipping of the creation instead of the creator. Worshipping of animals, birds, fish, reptiles, amphibians, etc. Go. Worshipping of objects. Worshipping of money, of pleasure, of lust. All these things, all these worshiping of ungodly things, get out right now. Loose the people and let them go. And worshiping of other people instead of our Lord Jesus Christ. And go now. Yes, all you other critters in there, I say the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke you. All the ones with pride in there, pride, Leviathan, I cut all your heads off, rip off all your scales, put you on the beach of the fowl of the air and the beast of the earth, and devour you. Go. Pride, self, pride, intellectual, pride, spiritual, pride, religious, pride, national, pride, all these prides. God don't like it. So pride and a haughty look, and you're going down, taking a fall, and you're going to be destroyed. Go, every bit of you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Yes, all the ones of legalism. Legalism, get out right now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke. And all the ones of traditions, yeah. Ungodly traditions such as tradition of the elders, which are nullifying the Word of God. Go in Jesus' name. Every bit of you, go now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And all the other ones in there as well. So whatever messes up, blocking or hindering our spiritual growth, a will to be deceived, evil heart, unbelief, faint heart, mind, body, soul, spirit. Yeah, all the false trinities. Yeah. False Father, false Son, false Holy Spirit, false Madonna, false a mother goddess, false mother and child, false Holy Spirit fire, all the other ones of another gospel, another Jesus, another spirit, false Jesus, false word, false blood, false salvation, false healing, false deliverances, false gifts, false fruit, false praying and fasting, all critics that might have come in through the laying on of hands, etc. Yeah. The demons, we kick out. Any good spirits to transfer, that's good. But the demons that got in, get out right now, loose and let go of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or be anything came in with slain in the spirit and all that stuff, especially stuff with word faith and all the other errors and doctrine, etc. from all the others, go. Especially transubstantiation. All those things, especially the worship of angels, the worship of statues, necromancies, all that stuff, get out in Jesus' name. All evil ones that came in through ungodly ceremonies, get out in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And all ones of occult in there, especially with worship of animal deities and animals, all the ones of occult and oppression, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, mediumistic psychosis and affinities, yeah, like, go in Jesus' name. Psychic abilities, intuitions, all the ones of parapsychology, old and new, that's right. The old is the Ouija board, the tarot cards, the seance, etc. The new stuff is modern technology, biorhythm, biofeedback. Now there's video games, computer, you know, like Diabolos, Dungeons and Dragons, and all that stuff, like, go in Jesus' name. I cut off every occult device used against God's people to gain information. Canceled in Jesus' name. Yeah, all the other demons in there, tied in with animal deities and worshipping of animals, I say go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Move it loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you.
God fight 12 Chinese zodiac animals at abstaining from beef and meat, Achille, Abyssinia, Alien Romesi, Aesculapius, and Vistus, Ahimsa, Ahura Mazda, Anil Olam, Alien Romesi, I am the people, and Camelian Bear, Aravana, Flying White Elephant, Electromancy, 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 Elk, All Dogs Go to Heaven Error, Aluminum Elephant Cult in Sumatra, Amihan, Amiran, Amit, Crocodile, Lion, and Hippopotamus Mix, Amphispina, Ammon, Aminit, Anan, Anantha Shesha, Ancient Bear Cult, ancient Egyptian iconography, and pantheon, Andarda, Angoni, animal anthropomorphics, animal cults, animal deity worship, animal familiars, animal gods, and goddesses, animal horoscopes, animal omens, good or bad, animal reborn as human, animal reincarnation of dead relatives, animal rites, animal sacrifices, animal spirit guides, animal state of mind, animal worship, animals as powerful spiritual beings, animals in astrology, animals regarded as human souls or their embodiment, animation in cartoons, shows, films, etc. Animism, animistic concept, animism, annual race for first Subi term egg, anthropomorphic aspects, anthropomorphic servant goddess, Manasa, anthropomorphics, Anubis, dog or jackal headed of underworld, Apantomaxi, epidemic, Apis bull, Apollu, Apollo, Apophis, Apotropaic spirits, Apset, Arachnomaxi, Aranyani, Aries Lusitani, Arian, Aristeus, Arnapophalic, Artemis, Artemis, and Beartalt, Ardeo Bear goddess of wildlife, Araspachima, study of entrails, Aster, Ashanti, Asian, and African elephant, assistant spirits for shamans, Astica, Atar, Atar goddess, Etalus, Etis, Etimra, Augur, Augary, Auslurvis, Auspication, Auspice, Aviancy, Balbul, Babi, Baco, Bagjatra, Balkan horse girth swaddling for sexual potency, Balanda, Banabjed, Bart Mitzvah, Balbul, Bastet, Bada, Batrako Messi, Batrako Messi, Bear Mother Ancestress, Bear Worship, Becoming Animals, Beetle Sacred to Kipra, Behemoth, Benevolent Spirits, Dalava, Bible Christian Church Vegetarians, Bihari Cuisine, Berkwar, Burned Slime Divination, Burned Land, or Land Spirits, Black Dog Ghosts, Black Pottery People, Bronzeism, Booktobit, Brahma, Bran, Brotias, Brotherhood Church, Brothers Misty, Brown Volcani, Bukrania, Bubona, Buddha Nature, Buddhahood, Buddhism, Buddhist, Cuisine, Culture, Reincarnation, and Vegetarianism, Deer Gate and Newsom, Bull Demon, or Horned Devil, Bull Leaping Ritual, Bull Man.
All
bull
you nasty critters, get out right now. Heaven, loose bull and let go all demons of animal deities, animal worship, animals, etc. Go now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Especially everything coming down the family line that sets people up for these things. All that stuff coming down the family line from culture, from religion, from practices or professions or occupations, all that stuff of worshiping the animals. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Being dedicated to one of these animal deities, I cut off and cancel right now, either done on the people directly or coming down the family line, or done by anyone else. That stuff is cut off and canceled now. Go in Jesus' name.
Mother all, Cloud River, goddesses, Coyote, Cranigmini, Creator Raven, Crocodile Sacred to Sebikin Ra, Crow, Cult Animal, Cult of Umbus, Cults of Animals and Zoomorphic Deities, Cults of Animals Used in Magic, Cults of Ominous Animals, Cultural Depictions of Lions and Ravens, Cursed for a Killing Animal, Sybil, Cynocephaly, Dactyl, Dagon, Dany, Daimon, Daemonian, Dakulaka, Dandala, Dangerous Animals, Dan, Dark Arts, Dear Sacred to Goddesses Artemis, and Saraswati, Dige, Deities in Animal Form, Demeter, Devil, Dharma Cattle, Diana, Gaia, Dietary Laws, Dindyman, Dingo, Dionysus rituals, divination by animals' actions, and entrails, divine cow motherance, cow heaven, divine twins, divinity in animals, Dobitsu Yoronai, doghouse temple, dog messenger of Yama, death god, dog's day, dogs and jackals sacred to Anubis, dogs guard doors of heaven and hell, dogs in religion, dogs special spiritual virtues, Dominicans, Don Quayons, Gal Cumber, Dove Oracle of Zeus, Draco Messi, Dragons, Dragon Dance, Dravidians Cobra Worship, Dun Pow, Diets, Eating of Meat Prohibited, Ibiza Gami, and Festivals, Ibizu, Eco-Paganism, Egobale, Amena, Incratites, Enki, Enlightenment, Enten, Enfamesi, Entomanesi, Epona, Esaliparula, Esagila, Eurasian Step, Evil Spirit Protectors, Ecstispathy, Iaganactine, Iaganacta, Fa, Fasner, Falcon-Headed Horus, Familiar Spirit, Familiars, Family Animal, and Pet, Farragher or the Barak, Flumps, Flumus, Fear of Animals, Feast Day of St. Rock, Dog's Birthdays, Samuel Messi, Fetishism, Fiery Flying Serpent, Finnish Paganism, Fish Gods, Fish Sacred to Set, Fitzgerald Dynasty, Smidays, Folklore, Frigate Birds, Galley, Ganesha, Elephant-Headed Hindu Wisdom God, Garuda, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Generation of Youth for Christ, Genius, Jewish Irma, Glicken, Goat Head, Goat of Mendes, and Pentagram, Goat Cult of Asia, God Make Make, Gods Appeared as Animals, Golden Calf, and Stag, Golden Life Sutra, Guns, Ganesha Chaturthi, Good or Bad Luck, Gospel of the Holy Twelve, Govinda, Grain Protein, Grandfather Raven, Grey Wolf, Great Mother of the Gods, Greek Mythology, Grey Nuns, Greyhounds, Griffins, Groundhog, and Divination, Rolling Tiger Statue, Gruff Falcon, Guardian Spirits, Bill of Dog Cult, Gundestrup Cauldron, Beer of Bayer Kishavan, Human of Messi, Hallelujah Diet, Hanoi, Hanuman, Reincarnation of Shiva, Hare Krishna Food for Life, Harpy, Peranian Sacred Dogs, Perespication, Perespices, Heather, Hawk, Horus, Hawk Messenger of Supreme God Bali Pinyalong, Hawk Servant of Chief God, Blackie Benangan.
All
Hawk
you God, nasty critters Hawk of Yoda, animal beings, animal Yoda, worship, or animals, it's such a get out right now, loose and let go. Especially coming up through human history, you know, especially with the Egyptians, the worship of all their animals, please. Horus, there's the jackal, all the other ones in there, the birds, the ibis, etc. Go now, worshipping the crocodile, etc. Go, in Jesus' name, all the ones of the Greek Empire, and worshipping of animals there as well, through all their myths and their religion. With the satyrs and the centaurs and all the other half-animal, half-people, all those things, go now in Jesus' name, all the ones of animal deities with the Romans as well, too, and then there's the Persians, the Chinese, the Japanese, all the ones throughout Africa, all the ones throughout North and South America, etc. Go now, and Australia, go in Jesus' name.
And Olmec religions, Jaguar woman, giant vegetarianism, Jainism, 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 stories, Jewish vegetarianism, Jory, Con Life Force, and Power Bull, Kalia, Kamadinu, Kamapura, Karandi, Kendrum, Kapari, Caring of Java's Cult of the Red Dog, Karko Taka, Keep Familiar Spirit in Animals, Cat, Crow, etc., Kinnick, Kichapuja Festival, Killing an Animal A Sin, King, and Indian Cobras, Tohara, parade bonds, Krishna tendon cows, child who protects cows, Shukur Timer, Chilika, Kumimatsuri, Kumibu, Kundalini, KUTKH, Landon, Lady Wonder, Lamer, Lakshmi, Last Act of the Crab, Legal Aspects of Ritual Slaughter, Leopard, Lernium Hydra, Letter to a Hindu, Leviathan, Lee, Life and Labor Commune, Lilith Demon, Lion, Egyptian Deities Horus, Nefertum, Ra, and Segment, Lioness King of Beasts, Lion Sacred to Hibat, Mother Goddess of Harins, Lion God in Balmic, Lion Idol, Liwui, Lizard House God, and Tutelary Deity, Lolingo, Loki, Lubak, Luwakajit, Ma Goddess, Mars, Lokanu, Morpheus, Nagi the Monkey, Magical Influence of Animals, Magical Qualities to Animals, or Their Parts, Behemoth Dharma, the Kargwija, Malevolent Spirits, Manasa, Manchuria, Marvic Bull of Butu, Marigold Flower, Mars, Martial Arts Tigran, Chinese Dragon, Master of White Hawk, Matsya, Machapanu, Maximus, Mazdorfman, Medina, Milo Messi, Lenaboso, Merit Sager, Mermaid, Lihabo, Lindred Serpent, Mighty Great Hair of Algonquians, Ministering Spirit, Minoan Bull, and Snake, Minotaur, Bull of Crete, Mistress of Animals, or Marcus, Moloch, Mongoose, True, and Birds Sacred to Horus, Monkey Deity, Hanuman, Mortism, Mother Goddess, Mucolinda, Nisa, Mulan, Horse Sacred to Roman God Consus, Malo, Mummified Animals, Munism, Mutual Possession of Ten Worlds, Mule Messi, Merman Messi, Mystical Ideas, Mysticism in Animals, Mythical Animals, Beasts, and Road Elephants, Mythological Hybrids, Mythology, Mara, Naboo, Nag Panchami, Naga Siringuman, Nagarjeen, Nagarija, Nagas, Nagi, Nagavanshi, Nana, Nandi, Nagarjeen, Nagarija, Narasimha, Narasimhasi, Yantai, Neopaganism, Nado, Nido, Nepal and News, and Dogs, Neptune, NGGM, Ninjavita, Nanasima, NIVKH Bear Festival, and Shaman, Non-Hybrid Mythical Animals, Nosery, Noxious Animals, Nuba, Nur, Nuriagic, Odin's Flying Goats, Odin, Old Serpent, Old
All Mercy, you nasty critters, Mercy, the modern Mercy, ones of animal Mercy, deities, Mercy, animal worshipper with animals, Mercy, go in Mercy, Jesus' name. Mercy, yes, Mercy, all the ones Mercy, of paganism, Mercy, of Mercy, New Age, Mercy, all that Mercy, stuff, go now, Mercy, the Lord Mercy, Jesus Christ rebuke you. All the ones of Mercy, Jaguar Mercy, Woman. All that stuff, go now, loose and let go, worshiping the animals, holding them as deities, whether they be cows, dogs, birds, cats, fish, all that stuff, worshiping of the animals, afraid to touch an animal unless they get hurt, having to wear a mask in case swallowing an insect in case it might be an ancestor. All that stuff of animal deities, go now, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you.
Pranami Sampurde, Brain Mantis, and Caterpillar Go Incarnations of Kennel Bushman, Ta, Prickle, Prickly Cow Earth Goddess, Prumlius Cornelius Scipio Nasica, Trunksu 20-fill, Purification Qualities of Cow Products, Pushin, Push the Lord, Tigard, Python, Killer Dotang, Quantum Animism, Quetzal Tuttle A Feathered Serpent God, Ra, Sun God, Rainbow Bridge Pets, Rainbow Snake, Rattlesnake as Grandfather, King of Snakes, Brad and the Blue, Raven Chief Linda Beauty, R-A-V-G-G-A, Rebirth as Animal, Rebirth of Nature, Reincarnation as Animals, Religious Ceremonies, and Iconography, Renanutas, revered cattle, revered tiger guardian deity, revival of animism, ritual dance in animal skin, ritual slaughter, rock and Rackle patron saints of dogs, Rosicrucian fellowship, RSABAJ, Rudiobus, Rumena, Russian girls use chicken for divination, sacred animals to deities, sacred animals, bulls, stag, creature, and duties, sacred fish and temples of Apollo and Aphrodite, Sagnid, Sakalava, sacred falcon, Sandon, Sangarius, Sarama, Sarpa cable, Satan, Satanic salute, Satanic goat's head, Sanders, Scapulimency, Scapulomessy, Seats of Souls, Secret Societies to Wolves, Sedna, Sakatawa, Segnet, Serer, Siri, Serpent is Portal Between Two Worlds, Serpent Minazita, Serpent Temple, and Worship, Serpent God's Image, Serpent Mound, Serpents, and Eels Sacred to Adam, Seventh-day Adventist Church, Shaman Invokes Animal Spirits, Shamanic Worldview, Shamanic Concept, Shambo, Shapeshifting, Shigo, Sheep God, Shesha, Sheshnaga, Shiva's Bull Steve Nandi, Shivaism, SHDN, Salinas, Sengalan Brahm, Hot God, Scather Messi, Scopine, Sleitner, Snake Coiled, Snake for Rebirth, Snake God's Apophis and Set, Snake Handling Ritual, Snake Worship, Sunny Wolf, Sphinx, Spirit Guides, Spirit of the Bear, Spirit Animal Protectors, Spiritism, Spiritual Beings Animals, Spiritual Essence in Animals, Spiritualism, Spike Manassi, St. John's Eve, Stapleton Colony, Statue of Sickness, Sturico Messi, Stuffed Leopard, Stuffed Toys, Sagriva, Suicide to Feed Animals, Smearkin, Supernatural Dimensions, or Realms, Supernatural Qualities, Surabi, Vantivit, Swaminarayan Sampraday, Tabuv Eating Meat, Kashaka, Tangaloa, Tangata Manu Birdman Cult, Tantami, Tarvos Trigarnus, Torobodium, Taurus, Temple Elephant, Chub, The Lord Whale, The Morrigan, Seriomorphic Aspects, Seriomorphics, Thunderbird, Tigress King of Beasts, Tiger Death and Temple, Tiger Sacred Shiva and Durga, Tiger Worship Me, Tiger Gods, Tiger Festival, Tugagioni, Total Rituals, Togo, Talos, Tolstoy Movement, Tortoise and Oracular Animal.
All you nasty critters. Animal deities. Animal worship. Animals, etc. go, especially under current conditions. Out you go. Especially if having an animal, usually a cat, in order to have a familiar spirit there as well, too. All that stuff, cut off and kick out in Jesus' name. All the other ones of having a small animal, like a small dog, so they don't have to have children. All that stuff of a pseudo child. You get out right now, loose, and let go. All you other ones of worshiping of animals, treating them better than people. Out you go, in Jesus' name. Worshiping of animals, especially, say, for seniors who spend their precious resources buying animal food, etc., when they don't have enough for their own food or medicines, etc. That's all. Worship of the animals. Get out right now. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose the people and let them go. All these ones of worshiping the animals, of animal deities, get out right now. Especially things like Dagon, the Simba the Lion, all the other ones from Africa and Australia. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. All these ones of worshiping of the animals, birds, fish, reptiles, amphibians, and that includes things like dinosaurs and the prehistoric stuff as well, too. Go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And any other ones the Lord wants out right now. Any time bombs, troublemakers, paralysis, passivity, death, destruction, accidents, like, go. Loose and let go. Well, then, name blood of Lord Jesus Christ, I bind up all those nasty critters that are left individually. I put them in cages, chains, bags, boxes, caves with rocks over the caves. Light, Lord, shining bright. Angels reading scripture and praising the Lord continuously. I command you, any demons left, to be quiet. You wait till next time in true deliverance. I cover us all, the blood, Lord Jesus. I call upon God's Holy Spirit to fill everybody full to overflowing. In Jesus' name, I lose the legions of the Lord's spirits, life, health, healing, restoration, well-being, sound mind, good night's sleep. And also repair any damaged relationships so people won't need animals as substitutes. Again, Lord Jesus, we do thank you for everything that you have done. In Jesus' mighty name and by his blood. Amen. I would like to thank everybody for joining me here today as we study the Word of God. Aren't there so many blessings and promises in it that God has for us? But the best one he has is eternal life. It's free and it's offered to everybody. I would challenge everybody to examine themselves, as Paul said, to see if they be in the faith. And if things are lacking, there's no better day than today, because today is the day of salvation. I know the devil will tell you, you don't have to do it. You don't have to win anything. Well, it says Romans 14:12, everybody is going to have to give account of themselves. Everybody. And in case the devil tries sin, you're not that bad. Well, it's Romans 3:23, for all of sins and fallen short of the glory of God. Being good is not good enough. You have to be godly. And you can only do it through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, our Lord shows us there's two options. Yeah, in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life eternal. That's the way it is. There's two choices. It's God's way or it's the other way. The other way is no good. You don't want that. I don't want to see anyone go that way, but you know, because of the sin of Adam, that's where humanity is going. Everybody is going that road until they get born again. You say, well, is it really like that? Well, you know, there's Romans 6:23. Yep. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life eternal. You know, that's followed up a Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone. So, what's it going to be? I want the best for everybody. You want to maximize your manhood or your womanhood? You got to do it the way our Lord Jesus Christ does. You know, the Holy Spirit is working in each and every one, convicting you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So what are you going to do? You're going to turn away? The devil's best lie is, don't do it today. Do it tomorrow. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. You can get saved an hour before you die. Those people who go that road, they usually never get around to it because many times they die suddenly and they just don't have time for that. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. You know, if you had the winning multi-million dollar ticket, you would be running down to collect it immediately. You know, that's what eternal life is. It's better than that because it can't be taxed. Your bank's not going to go under and take your money. Your treasure's in heaven. You're going to collect everything when you go to be there. But you know,
You've got to confess your sins. You've got to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Call upon Him as your Lord and Savior. You know, He's knocking at the door of your heart, as it says in Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open the door, I will enter and come in with him. Yes. The Lord is waiting for you to invite Him in. You say, well, what happens when I do that? Well, God's Holy Spirit will come into you upon salvation, will clean up your spirit, and will seal you under the day of redemption. Yes, right. You know, when you leave this world because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, you're going to be up in heaven forever and ever and ever. You're not going to be floating around in nothingness, no purgatory. You go to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. What a great thing that is. And it is eternal security because of John 10:27-28, where our Lord Himself says, nobody can take you out of my Father's hand. Nobody can take you out of my hand. Nobody's greater than us, our Lord said. You can take that to the bank. So what are you going to do? Our Lord Jesus Christ is calling you today. Come. Matthew 11:28-30. Come, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Aren't you tired of all that's going on in the world? Aren't you tired of leading a defeated life? Why not come to our Lord Jesus Christ? He shed His blood for you on Calvary's cross. He loves you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want this everlasting life, a little simple prayer, just like a little child can do. Lord Jesus Christ, if I have never really asked You into my heart and into my life, I'm asking You here now to come in and to save me from all my sins. And when you do that, your sins are forgiven. Your name's written in the book of life. And as Romans 8 says, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is given to you through Christ Jesus. Nothing. Yes. Your spirit sealed. And when you leave here, you go to be with our Lord forever. And in this life, God's Holy Spirit will work in you, helping you to mortify the flesh, helping you to be more like Jesus so you can do the works of Jesus, so you can be more glorifying to our Heavenly Father. Where can you get a better deal like that? Just ain't one around. So again, I urge you today, before it is too late, seek out the Lord. For those who are born again that have fallen by the wayside, confess your sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's right. Your sins that you've committed since will be forgiven. I urge you, seek it out. Do not delay. Be diligent in it. Our Lord has His loving arms open to you. He wants you to come back into the fold. So again, may the Lord grant you the grace and the mercy and peace to be able to follow through this, because it's the best thing that will ever happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen.